Good afternoon. Thank you all for being here and for making it possible for us to be here. What's a serious political reporter doing covering Emma Watson of Harry Potter? This is one of the comments I got when I started reporting on the UN under this fellowship program. But what seemed like a trivial celebrity story to some actually hit a nerve in my country and beyond. When I broke the story on Emma's powerful speech on feminism at the launch of UN Women's He for She campaign, Filipino social media users were in uproar about a t-shirt sold at the country's biggest mall with the words, "It's not rape, it's a snuggle with a struggle." That same week, a major fashion show in Manila was under fire for having a male celebrity hold a leash tied to the neck of a female model as if she were his pet. My story helped fuel and provoke that conversation on how we view and treat women. It's one of the most shared stories on our website. The waves it made shows that gender is political, and it's definitely not a petty issue. I also pursued human rights stories. Access to high-level meetings helped me know more about the condition of Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar, a country whose struggles in media reform I reported on last year. Freedom of expression was also an issue I highlighted with Malaysia's sedition law, Thailand's junta losing the elections for the Human Rights Council, and North Korea, which claimed that its only human rights problem is the lack of bathing facilities. A few days from now, my country will mark the first anniversary of Super Typhoon Haiyan, the world's strongest storm to make landfall. It was a time we witnessed the UN respond to a major crisis on the ground. But here at headquarters, I got to view the UN beyond aid as a multifaceted institution. Reporting on the historic Security Council meeting led by President Obama and the peacekeeping consultations made me see the UN grapple with a changing threat of terrorism. Although Ebola has not spread to Asia, I became obsessed with the topic and followed the briefings, highlighting the health and even cultural repercussions for the people of West Africa. From drawing attention to the climate march in Manhattan, ISIS in Kobani, to rape in South Sudan, this is an organization that seeks to improve all aspects of human life. Now I get the question, what's a Filipino reporter doing writing about Ebola in far-flung Liberia? Thanks to this fellowship, I experienced firsthand a basic truth here at the UN. What happens to one part of the globe or to the other half of the population matters to men and women, and it is our responsibility to care, to act, and to make the world know. Thank you for this unique opportunity.